This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think I got to put myself on candy probation. You know, it's going to be October 1st tomorrow. All the Halloween candy's been in store since July. I know, the candy was out so early. But I want to hold off till December on my candy fix. But, you know I'm a peanut butter freak.
Okay.
You know I am. And I just found out M&M's and their parent company, Mars Inc., is introducing their first new flavor since 2022.
Okay.
You know how Oreos keeps adding all these new flavors and changing them?
And M&M's keeps trying that too.
Yeah.
Like, caramel flavoring or whatever.
You're going to like this though.
Oh, okay.
TJ Boe, producer Hope, it's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Happy Monday morning. Peanut butter and jelly M&M's is coming December 1st to shelves near you.
Peanut butter and jelly.
You say you eat one of those sandwiches every day.
Every single day.
So now you could grab a handful of M&M's starting in December and you're set. You don't even have to make the sandwich.
I'm sure it has the exact same nutritional value.
It's basically the same thing.
I'm trying to help make your life easier.
I had a bag of M&M's for lunch and some chips.
Peanut butter and jelly M&M's December 1st. So I'm putting myself on candy probation. I don't know if I can stick to it, but in theory, I'm trying to hold off so I can enjoy that. Peanut butter and jelly M&M's coming. I know I'm happy.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely be eating those.
I definitely am interested to try them with the chocolate in there.
Okay. We got someone on the fence, a little weeble wobble over there. She's not sure.
Yeah, well, she's like, I work out every day, so I don't know. I don't know if it's worth it.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Happy Monday morning to you, your family, coworkers, and even your boss. We're here for you, TJ Boe and producer Hope. We were just talking about new M&M's flavors for the first time in 2 years, and it's PBJ M&M flavors. I'm so excited.
Well, you said you're going to wait till December, and I got good news for you. You don't have to wait till December. Texter saying, hey, Bo, try the peanut butter and jelly beer right now at No BS in Livonia. It's amazing.
Oh, a little microbrewery out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody available for lunch today? A little road trip?
To Livonia.
Yeah. Because those PBJ M&Ms do not hit shelves till December 1st. So, okay. In its void, in its absence.
Peanut butter and jelly beer. Now there's one I've never tasted.
Okay, there you go. No bread needed. Just sip and enjoy. Here's something to have fun at work today. You ever get to that point where you just fool around, you're shopping, you're looking online, you're looking at social. Everybody has that moment at work. You might even be looking at WBE.com. Because we're going to have all the details later on this morning about our fall guitar and star show. So you'll be looking.
Right.
But if you're in that moment of, I need a distraction, I need a break, you could go to a webpage and it'll tell you what the weather was on your birthday. I did it. It's so easy. Go ahead. Do it with me.
Oh, my gosh.
Bdayweather.com. Bdayweather.com. Then you type in when you were born, you know, the month, the day, the year, and what city, and it'll tell you the weather when you were born.
Oh, man, this better not give me viruses on my computer.
No.
Never heard of it. Okay, so.
Bdayweather.com. I was born in Newark, New Jersey, and it was a high of 76 drizzling when I was born. What does that mean? Who knows? It's just sudden to kill time at work when you need that break.
I was born May 14th, 96, and it was 56 degrees, partly cloudy here in Rochester, New York.
Ooh, okay. So partly cloudy, had the drizzle. Are you miss sunshine over there or what, TJ? What is yours?
All right, here we go. I'm going to find the weather. It was sunny in 78.
Woo! Oh, look at you. It's almost Joe Nichols.
So, yeah,
it's almost
exactly.
Joe Nichols song, right?
Exactly. sunny and 78.
All right. You and your family and friends want to have fun. BDayWeather.com. Who had the best weather when they were born? It's your B Morning Coffee Club. I hope your family and friends are okay in the Florida, the Carolina area. Man, that hurricane went through. I've got family in the Clearwater, Tampa area, and they're sending me pictures of big boats up on their front lawn across the highways because they got washed up the huge flooding. Luckily, minimal damage to the roof. Hopefully, their insurance will cover it. They had a lot of shingles.
What's important is, are they okay?
Yes, that's that's the minimum damage my family got, but some have gotten it a lot worse. Houses just flooded out. There was videos of people canoeing through their house. So much flooding and water came in. So definitely check on family and friends if you haven't already. Sending prayers down there. And even our governor is sending some of the Army National Guard with helicopters and generators down south to help out.
Yeah, they have no power. Thousands and thousands of people without power.
Imagine it. That's just crazy. It happens like that.
Just the few times I've lost power, I've lost my mind. Like, it was just panic. Maybe because they're used to the hurricanes, they might be better with it, but I mean, I make Steve go out to the garage and get the battery pack, like what you would run off the car, and we plug in the coffee maker and plug in what we can and plug in our phones to that and try to get them charged. But yeah, they need these generators for sure.
In high school, I lived through one of the hurricanes down there and was visiting family and friends. Here comes the hurricane and boom, we're staying in the high school and
good Lord,
in the auditorium there and the gymnasium and the Red Cross bringing peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And yeah, it was wild. Here's something scary. Maybe. Well, it's not even humorous, but it's me, so you may laugh. So I'm a happy husky guy, and I'm sitting there, and you get like one peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh.
Well, you know, you're sitting there,
do it.
And some guy's laying there, and I'm like, 1 hour. He hasn't got up and got it. 2 hours. Oh, 3 hours. Geez. 4 hours. I'm like, I'm just curious now. The poor guy that's laying there hasn't got up to eat his peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And they went and checked on him. He had a heart attack and died. It's a true story, but I was the one.
You were worried about the stupid sandwich.
That's where maybe there's a little bit of humor there. True story. I was like 17 years old. I'm just sitting there like, well, why hasn't he eaten it yet?
Man.
And they checked him out, and the poor guy.
Good Lord.
But
it was important that you kept your strength up, right?
Well,
did you eat the sandwich?
No,
or no?
Okay. I was not allowed to, and I didn't want to, but I was helping. I noticed it. Call me a food detective. If I didn't bring that up, who knows how long it would have sat there. Or laid there. Anyway, crazy true story.
Yeah. That is crazy.
So please check on your family and friends. Make sure they're okay. Especially if you haven't heard from them. Man, get on social, text, call a neighbor down there. Make sure they're okay. Because Florida, up along the Carolinas, Georgia, they all got hit pretty good there. And if we could help you, we're here for you. Let us know. 585-252-WBEE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.